close your eyes and get in touch with your breath, and also get in touch with your mind in the present moment. We're spending so much time looking outside that we forget to look inside to who's doing the looking. As the Buddha said, that's where the real problems come from. The mind is the source of all things that we experience, and it's through our actions that we shape our experience. And then those experiences that we've shaped take on a life of their own, and then we're worried about trying to gather them together, put them in good shape again. It's like a mother chicken running around trying to get all of her chicks under her wings. She gets this chick, and that chick slips out. In other words, there's no way you're going to be able to gather everything in the world together and make it right. But you can turn around and look at the source. This is where the real news is. We spend so much time looking at the end of things and not looking at their beginning. So turn around and look at the beginning. When you say something, when you do something, when you think something, what is your purpose? Where are you going? Because actions don't just sit there, they move. So where are they going to move? And then they come back at you, and they've gathered up all kinds of stuff in the meantime. So make sure that you send good things out. That means you turn around and look at the source, make sure the source is good. As long as the source is good, then you don't have to worry about where these things are going to go in the meantime. When they come back, they'll come back as happiness. So look after your mind. Make sure that it's well-fed here in the present moment so it's not too hungry. It's settled down in the present moment so it can see things clearly. And it's strong in the present moment. So no matter what comes to budge it and make it do something unskillful, it's not going to budge. It's going to stay firm in its intention that it wants to create goodness for itself and goodness for the world. That's the important news.